With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Gearing up for the historic New Year's Eve ball drop to celebrate the country's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country.
Julie Walker, New York.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet with President Trump in Florida over the weekend.
Zelensky told journalists that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during Sunday's talks and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting is the latest development in an extensive U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the nearly four-year Russian-Ukraine war, but efforts have run into sharply conflicting demands by Moscow and Kyiv.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. China imposing sanctions now on 20 U.S. defense companies.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. China claims Taiwan as its own and says it should be under China's control. I'm Donna Water.
This is SRN News. The battle over gay marriage is heating up in Japan.
A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize homosexual unions in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is also the first loss at high courts for gay activists. Michael Harrington reporting.
While most Christians celebrate Christmas this Thursday, of course, December 25th, yesterday, as they all did, Eastern Orthodox traditions will mark the holy day on January 7th. That's because they follow the ancient Julian calendar. It runs 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thompson now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
There's word of another safety investigation of Tesla vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into Tesla's Model 3 vehicles over the compact sedan's door release and concerns the controls may not be easy to access in an emergency. The investigation was opened December 23rd after a complaint was filed claiming the vehicle's mechanical door release was hidden, unlabeled, and just couldn't be found. One man claimed he was forced to escape from the vehicle's rear window after the 2022 Model 3 caught fire.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. American graphite mines are seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades. Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and under President Trump, the U.S. is looking to challenge China's dominance in the market. Wall Street is back at work today following the Christmas break. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.